Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It looks like we're set for a modestly lower open. Futures are dipping, and it's another massive day for earnings reports.
Absolutely. The mood feels cautious, almost like the market is holding its breath. What are the big overnight headlines driving this?
Well, a lot is happening on the geopolitical front. The Trump administration sanctioned several large Russian oil companies, and that's sending crude prices sharply higher this morning. Crude is up almost 3%.
And that's not all. The planned meeting between President Trump and President Putin in Hungary is now off. That definitely adds a layer of tension.
It does. And then there's China. U.S. officials are still meeting with their counterparts this weekend, but the market got spooked yesterday on reports the administration is considering sweeping software export curbs. So trade is still a major overhang.
Okay, let's talk earnings, because that's where the real action is. Tesla kicked things off last night, and it's trading down over 3% pre-market. What happened?
It's the classic margin story, isn't it? Tesla missed on earnings per share. They beat on revenue, but gross margins were down 185 basis points. They're blaming tariffs and supply chain pressures. The market just isn't tolerating margin compression right now.
And that seems to be the theme. Look at IBM. It's down over 7%, even though they beat estimates and raised guidance.
That's the perfect example of the current market environment. With valuations at record highs, any sign of weakness gets punished. For IBM, it was a slowdown in their cloud revenue growth. That's all it took for sellers to come in. It's a sell the news kind of morning.
So, not all bad news, right? I'm seeing Honeywell trading up over 4%.
Exactly. Honeywell is a bright spot. They beat on earnings by a solid 25 cents, beat on revenue, and guided their full-year earnings above consensus. A clean beat and raise, that's what gets rewarded.
Got it. So what is the technical picture telling us? Is this pullback looking serious?
The technicals are definitely flashing caution signs. Both the SPY and the QQQ have broken below their 50-period moving averages on the intraday charts, and that happened on increased volume. It suggests some real selling interest is building.
And I see the VIX's cousin, the VXX, has been spiking. That means uncertainty is rising, right?
Precisely. It reflects investor concern and hedging against more downside. We need to watch key levels very closely today. For the SPY, immediate support is around 666.50. If that breaks, we could see another leg down. For the QQQ, the level to watch is 603.
Where is the money flowing? Which sectors are holding up, and which are getting hit the hardest?
It's a classic defensive rotation. Energy, the XLE, is showing resilience, partly thanks to that spike in crude oil. But we're seeing real weakness in economically sensitive sectors like financials, the XLF, and industrials, the XLI. There's just a clear lack of buying interest there.
Let's look at some of the other big movers. I'm seeing Molina Healthcare, MOH, down a staggering 21%.
A huge miss there. They missed earnings by over $2 and guided their full-year earnings per share below consensus, a brutal report. On the flip side, you have Ventyx Biosciences, VTYX, rocketing up 66% on positive trial data for an obesity drug.
Wow. And QuantumScape, QS, is also having a great morning, up about 17%.
Yep, they announced they've begun shipping samples of their new battery cells. That's a major milestone for them, and the stock is reacting accordingly.
What about the economic data today? Anything that could move the needle?
We have initial claims at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, followed by existing home sales at 10 a.m. Those will give us a fresh read on the labor market and the housing sector, so definitely worth watching.
Okay, before we wrap, any specific names on your watch list for today?
I'm watching Raytheon, RTX, for a continuation of its recent strength, especially with the geopolitical backdrop. And for an anticipation play, I'm keeping an eye on CrowdStrike, CRWD, in the cybersecurity space.
So, the final thought for today. It feels like traders need to be on their toes.
Absolutely. The overall sentiment is bearish. Be cautious, favor defensive sectors, and don't try to catch falling knives. And remember, President Trump has an announcement scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern, and the topic is still unknown. That could inject a lot of volatility into the last hour of trading.
Excellent point. Stay nimble out there. That's all for the Morning Dose. We'll see you tomorrow.